This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The finance ministers of Germany and France are meeting today in Berlin, which is likely to spell the end of what has so far been a quiet August for the European debt crisis. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from the European desk in London with the latest. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
So it sounds like we've got a few big events coming up in Europe in the next few weeks.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, in England, everything used to stop for tea. In continental Europe, everything still stops for the August vacation. But September looks pretty threatening through the summer haze. There's a number of big issues looming. Big questions. Will the European Central Bank put together its Euro rescue plan? Will Greece get the next chunk of its bailout money to allow it to stay in the euro? And will the German Constitutional Court rule in favour of the bailout fund? If one or more of these things don't happen next month, there could be severe turmoil in financial markets.
I feel like we've been there before, Stephen. And I saw that Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, said over the weekend that people should weigh their words very carefully. What did she mean by that?
Well, there's now such widespread hostility in Germany to pouring more billions into Greece that people are talking quite openly about Greece being kicked out of the eurozone. In fact, the leader of Merkel's sister party has just said that Greece will be out of the euro by next year. Merkel is clearly worried that the markets are going to seize on this, and this could all become self-fulfilling. And after the summer lull, the euro could conceivably be engulfed by a tidal wave of market speculation. That's the worry.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard with us from London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.